Brass Taps, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Murray.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am well.
What about yourself? I'm good, too. I'm good.
Okay. This morning, I want to talk about utility company Flow Cable and Wireless. There are some of us out here who have what we call Android boxes. Are you familiar?
Android, I know about Android phone.
Okay, Android boxes. These are boxes that you can get TV channels on.
Oh, okay. All right. Good.
They're all around the country. In recent days, I read online where Cable and Wireless is talking about upping the cost of landline, I think it was, and mobile phones. I don't remember if internet fall into that category. But the thing about it is that you're renting an internet service from this company, and they are interfering with the connectivity that you're getting with your boxes. And I think that is wrong.
What do you mean by interfere?
Okay. I'm getting a service. This box calls for an internet connection, and I connect it. It is working. Right. But within the last couple of days, and it has happened before now it has happened, where you go to start up your box and you're seeing connectivity issues. It is coming up on it saying connectivity issues, and you're getting internet connection otherwise on other devices in your house as supplied by Cable and Wireless. Okay, I have a TV service on Cable and Wireless. And it is working, no problem. I can go online and do anything on my computer, my telephone, whatever, no problem. But on this box, and it has happened before. I want to know where.
What happened? What happened to it when it happened before? What happened? What were the steps taken? How was it resolved? How long did it take to resolve? What happened last time you experienced such happenings?
A couple of years ago, this was happening, and the boxes went off. I don't know what happened, but they came back on eventually. I find it strange that we talk about an increase in fees. Suddenly the boxes are acting up, and you cannot get them open to see anything on them. Now, my question is for the Fair Trading Commission. If I rent a service from Cable and Wireless, they cannot dictate what I put on it. I don't have no agreement from them saying that I can or cannot put something on it. You understand where I'm coming from?
I'm being devil's advocate. Suppose Cable and Wireless sought to argue that your device is interfering with their service.
And I'm telling you that my device and interference. The only interference they're getting is that it is giving me a better service than they are presently providing. I can get more and better channels than what they are providing with their TV service. That's the only interference.
Have you checked it out? Technically, are you a technical man? Because I'm not au fait with these kind of matters. Okay, go ahead. Now, I was wondering what would technical people say? How would they explain that situation?
Well, I would like them to come out and explain, because I want the Fair Trading Commission to tell me why it is that I rent in a service from them and they want to dictate to me what I put on it. If they interfere with nothing belong to them. Like I said, the only interference is that the service that I am renting from them, a TV service from them, is what we would call P4, as compared with what I can get with this Android box.
Okay. But it seems to me that if I were a company and I was seeking to increase my fees, I would want to make the fee-paying public happy. I wouldn't do anything to annoy them and antagonize them to make no one relate to the service and do that. I'm just trying to understand it.
Like I said to you, Kev, service.
Okay.
And I think the Fair Trading Commission need to come out and tell us out here who have these devices where we stand, because it is unfair. You can't rent me a service and, you rent me a house, right? And if you don't have any agreement that I can't carry some person in it, I can't carry on a service that would cause dispute to you, I can't do it. Because I have an agreement with you saying that I can't do these things. And that's just what they rent me an internet service. I haven't rented me an internet service. I don't see why they are tampering with it. They did it, like I said, years ago, and there was talk around the town, and it stopped. People who had them on the digital services didn't get a problem.
All right. I've listened to you, sir. I'm not sure exactly what your complaint about might be covered by the Fair Trade Commission, but it's something you should explore by going to them and see if Karen Wireless Flow could justify or explain what might be happening with their equipment and yours or whatever. But you understand what you suspect might be happening. Brastats, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Hello, Brastats.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Hello. How are you? Good morning.
How are
good,
you?
Good to hear you. I'm pretty good too.
I just thought that last caller about what he gets in the car. Everybody can't pay for different TV services. And if you have a lot, I don't see why they should be interested, especially in this house, and you can't pay for everything. So if you have a box where you can watch, I don't see why they should interfere. But this is not what I call about. I am calling about the lady that speaks to you before the first one. I am speaking on the house. Not anybody, just speaking on my own. I am hurted. You know what? I'm hurted, I can tell you. It's not about the picture. It's not about. It is what is happening. I do not care what she's done or what she's done. I don't think that she happened to another human. Everything has repercussion. She is only there for a certain time. I think it is 18 that you can stay on. You don't let things work. When she comes out, she's coming back into society. She's letting others scare person and coming out as a bigger scare. You know, and even in the days that you were, if you go back, when you have, not that you say she has this, when you was homosexual, or you was mental, then you used to get the electric shock to your head. And that turns a lot worse. Those electric shocks make people even madder. So I am saying as a person with a disability that you don't let things work. I listen to psychologists on TV, which I have said for. I listen to the minister. It's not about fighting anybody because they're not a secret. It's hard to correct it. There is evidence to put people in California that they can't harm themselves. If you don't have that they can't harm themselves, you know, and when I hear that lady speak and she carry on, she's been that to the old time days, how disabled was treated and shut away. I know a disabled person that was in one of those states. in an institution. I'm lucky that he's born in England, that he can't escape. Now he is living a perfect, normal life, and you would not believe if he was in one room. Lucky he born in England. Everybody's not as lucky as that. So I am hurting. I thank God for whoever the person and the God bless them. Because when you then forgive me, I am hungry and hurting. Whatever you've done, you is a human being. How can you listen to your conscience treating another human being like that? I'm speaking on my heart, not my entire call. I guess, listen, you is a human being, and you know what? My father always told me, he is very known. You are watched in whatever job you're in, and you is choice of civilian. You have to come back home and you do these awful, degrading things. And it's nothing to do with the picture. And nothing of the child character is what is happening. And it needs to stop. And I do it. You will take change and take them and you will tie them on. You will lock them in. All sorts of children. I thank God that I had parents that was not so foolish. Thank you for listening to me. And God bless you. And I'm happy to hear you. You know, I love to hear you too. So thank God.
Thank you very much for calling. It's always interesting to hear you. Brass Knots, good morning. Hello, good morning, Brass Knots.
How are you this morning?
I'm pretty good. Before you come in, ma'am, I might just like to make a couple of comments before I hear you. Please bear with me. I regard the caller about the flow issue on the Android box. I'd like to suggest to him that he should probably read his contract of service from them and see if that covers any of those areas. There might be things in it that he might not have. Because I myself have never read any of my contract for any of my telephone services or whatnot, because you know it's usually printed in very small type and it's not very easy to read. But I would suggest that he would do him best if he were to read that to make sure he has his ends covered. And then the question about the photograph of the young lady at unauthorized photograph that was being portrayed in the media, social media at least, of the young lady at GIS. I did make some comments about I thought that Minister Abrahams seemed to have put more emphasis on the outrage, the justifiable outrage that the rules of the institution were broken. But I think, and therefore the rules and the rights of the child. But I think this is something I've noticed about Minister Abrahams, because he seems to be such a law and order, strict disciplinarian, he comes across that stern, strict thing. And I think people therefore saw that part of it, the tone and the presentation. And he might have been able to get away with it on radio, but because television is visual, the visual for those kind of matters can help form a very negative perception. Therefore, I recommend to Mr. Abrahams' ministry of the GAS that the tone of a broadcast, particularly if it seems to be recorded, it's examined before the broadcast is aired just to protect the integrity of the process. Yes, lady. Yes, ma'am. Come in, please. Brass Knots.
Yes. How are you this morning, dear?
I'm pretty good, ma'am.
Okay. I'm calling about the photo also, because as I can hear, people are very frustrated, but the second last caller, that lady didn't give you a chance to say nothing.
That's part of the course.
Well, in my opinion, right, in a situation like this, right, I think we should put a lid on it for now, because the child, that would make her feel more vulnerable, and the got people who know about her. And some people may have, if she is out, people might call her, that is her there, and all of that. you know, let the progress, let the investigation go through. And I agree with you. The way that I heard the minister speak, I thought that he were more focusing on that the photo come out. But people have to realize, if I come and tell you that John Brown mistreating so-and-so, you ain't gonna believe me. But the photo show what was happening there. I don't think the photo was vulgar or anything like that. It just show you what is happening there. What happened to that child. And that child is going to be scarred. That child is going to be scarred right now. The things we have to look at.
The worst part is can be determined by the Barbadian public. Now, the Barbadian public is a very hard, cruel, cruel, unforgiving society.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, tell that, right? But I'm saying now that the only way the minister has ordered an investigation and he's promised, from what I recall, to make it public. Let us give that investigation a chance to go through the process.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we get a full disclosure in that report as much as is possible before doing further damage to the young lady's reputation and image and whatnot. And then we take it.
That is what I am trying to say, because you see what happened, right? And I believe, who is responsible, the head of that institution? The person that is running it. You need to hear from their side, and the person that did what they did.
You are saying, I know what the outcome will be and who will be at fault. And everybody has rights. Not only the young lady has rights, but the officers, the officials also have rights. And there's something called natural justice, which says that everybody deserves to be and must be treated fairly and openly. So let us give the investigator a chance to take place, see what it says. And then the minister says that somebody has to pay the price about for the year.
Because let me tell you something. Those things have been going on for a long time, not only in Barbados, around the world. The young people go in institutions for help, and some of them come out. Some of them even come out renting, and some even come out worse than they went in. So you see what happened. Everything needs reform. We need a total reform of the justice system in this country. All over. They need you go to court. Somebody do you something. What happened? Huh? You see what happened? We need to understand in Barbados is a society that people just punish you. Even if you ain't do something and the only here, you get punished. So I would like everybody to just drop this for now, let the investigation go, and so that child, if she's out, let her have a little dignity right now. She needs it.
I'm in full agreement with you, ma'am, but you know the reason why this would drag on is if people keep calling about it, and we keep talking about it. The only way to put a lid on it, as you said, would be to stop talking about it and let the investigation that is underway take its course and see what the findings are and what the recommendations are coming out of this. But we've had enough outrage and anger and already. Let us do it rationally and properly so that justice can be done, both the young lady and all those parties in concern. All right? Thank you for calling, ma'am. Brastats, good morning. Brastats. Hello, Brastats.
Greetings. Is this Glenn?
Yes, it is. Morning.
Glenn, this is Marsha Haynes. How are you doing?
I'm good. Yourself?
I'm all right, too. I can't complain. I wanted to make myself available to you because I have been hearing some of the concerns that you've been raising, and I wanted to put myself at your disposal so that you could question me, so that you can make sure that, you know, that all of your concerns can be answered by at least me. I think that is important.
I think that's very generous of you, very noble of you, and I want to thank you for making yourself available to my scrutiny.
Of course, absolutely.
I can't promise you anything, but I will do the best I can to get as much valid and relevant information out of you in this case.
You don't have to give any assurances. I know you to be an honorable man.
Thank you very much, ma'am. First of all, are you sure? I'm not interested in what young lady did before or whatnot. I'm interested in what transpired at once that the young lady got to the government service, government industrial school. Mm-hmm. Do you know the process? Are you familiar with the process that goes through to admit persons and determine what conditions they are to be placed in? Do you know if there's a psychiatric worker or if there's a psychologist who can evaluate a person to judge their mood, you know, in the heat of their arriving there, which calls for ultimate adjustment in the first place? Because when you go there, and you then have to adjust to the new environment. But are you familiar with what steps should have been taken? Are you, as is so often said, are you familiar with the protocols that should obtain there, and were those protocols followed?
Okay, so let me say that one of the concerns that I have about what is happening at the government industrial school to begin is the complete lack of protocol. The government industrial school does not have a complete set of written protocol that treats to things like intake processes, that treat to things like the collection of critical information about its clients. It does not have a medical protocol. It does not have an educational protocol. Those are just to name a few that were outlined as requirements by the Convention on the Rights of the Child, and in particular, the rules to be treated to with juveniles deprived of their liberty. So one of the concerns, because I want to, as much as possible, shield a particular child, I agree with that. So I want to talk about it at the level of the institution. And I think this is where our attention has to be placed. And I think we also have to accept that individuals who are functioning in the space would not do anything to deracinate the institution if there were other ways and other mechanisms that were functioning. So there is no protocol.
That was the point I was going to raise, because I think I read where you're a deputy chairperson of the board of the GIS.
Until the minister asks for my resignation, yes, that's what I am.
Okay. So
now, I want to speak a little bit about the intake process.
The factors of which, the factors over which you're unhappy, have you had occasion to raise them at the board level? And what has been the outcome of your doing such?
Okay, so you asked me the question about the intake process before. Let me treat to that in a broad way, and then I'll come back and I'll tell you what I've been doing over the last 3 years to raise the concerns. There is, as is rightly said, people can be placed, and I listened to the language very carefully in the clip that was played as a part of the evening news last night. And it was rightly said that people can be placed in a room because you want people to monitor and, you know, integrate individuals. I'm fine with that. There's a difference between a room and a cell. There is a difference between integrating a child in such a way that they can do certain activities such as eating their lunch, eating breakfast with the other clients, and keeping them in total solitary confinement. Okay? So let us also be clear that when I talk about solitary confinement, I am clear what that means. When I talk about a jail cell, I'm clear what that looks like. I am also clear how the intake process is similar to but different from what is currently happening at the institution. And I'm very clear that what is happening at the institution is not a lot of that same Convention on the Rights of the Child and the rules on children deprived of their liberty. In terms now of your question about how I would have been trying to get attention, the board minutes are replete with my concerns, replete monthly. This is not something that I've talked about 1 month and not next month. This is a continuous, repetitive recording of my concerns, of my pleas, of all of that. Outside of that, by law, although the law is dated, it is also progressive in some ways. And the law gives the board the permission to do inspections of the facility on a monthly basis. I took that seriously because I have the one way to do the things I do fully and giving all of me. So I would have done inspections at the institution and written my findings and my concerns, and I would have forwarded those to the minister. I have
Before you go on, were you receiving support at the board level for your action? Were there other board members who were as concerned about you and who were supporting you in your effort to bring this thing to a resolution?
I think that the board minutes would reflect generally that, yes, there were shared concerns across the board. And we have tried in various ways. I don't know if you are aware, but the chair of the board would have been given a gag order at one point in time for sharing some of his concerns publicly. So this is not a me thing. It's not something that started only with me. There are people who have spoken out before me.
And who would have had the power and authority to gag the head of the institution?
Well, as you know, Glenn, the board, a board, is a creation of a minister. And so
the ministry has that authority.
The board is a creation of the minister.
Right.
Not the ministry. The minister.
Yeah, but the GIS still comes under the ambit of the ministry and not the minister.
But
the minister might recommend or the board to cabinet for appointment, and then cabinet ratify. So it still calls under the for the general ambit of the ministry.
Glenn, so I'm saying the question, and I responded to your question. You asked me who has the authority to give the chair a gag order, and I told you a board is a creation of a minister. A board serves at the pleasure of a minister.
Okay.
And let me make it clear. Let me remind the public that there were two ministers in this ministry. Okay? There were two ministers because I don't want to mislead anybody. I am here to, like I said, try to give you some of the answers that you're seeking.
Okay. Next step. You haven't undertaken these inspections. You haven't written them and sent them to the board. Okay. What happened? I've been minutes go to the ministry and the ministry to the minister and minister to cabinet. The process. All minutes of these boards eventually should make their way to cabinet and their cabinet papers that people can read and see the records and whatnot. Have you ever had any indication that there was any recognition and appreciation of the effort that this something needed to be done in a hurry and you did not have to wait on a public disclosure or expose for something to happen?
Well, Glenn, I think if I had felt that way, I would not have done this. I think that this is a last-ditch effort. It has to be. You start here. So I think the fact that we are here answers that question. Over the 3 years, we have been given a lot of indication of movement on writing the Child Justice Bill, the bill when the administration changed in 2018. There was some level of a bill which came before us. We recognized that there were some issues with that. It went back to the iteration of consulting with stakeholders, creating a more solid bill. We went through that. It had gone to the level of cabinet. There was some level of approval there. And then ministers changed, and we started again on the process of developing the bill. Now,
In the same ministry, in the same government?
In the same ministry. So while I cannot cast aspersions on the intention, and I don't want to, my concern has always been, well, all of this is going on. There are children who are in that institution that obviously, because we're doing the work at the policy level, we recognize need help. But they're not getting help because we know that these things can take quite a long time in Barbados. So we have an institution. Even now, I agree with you, Glenn, that a full investigation can be done. Mind you, I wrote an investigative report on two incidents in November of 2020. 19 pages of report. Okay, so we had that from November. But fine, if we decide that we want another investigation, we can do that.